De Profundis. One is amazed and even astonished to consider those millions who today claim spiritual lineage from a being called Christ. For if one were from outer space and able to view life on this planet for a century or so, one might observe this. Christians are the wealthiest humans on the third planet. They seem to be the most violent humanoids, having brought about 2 world wars, tens of thousands of murders, and millions of rapes, assaults, and lynchings. They are the only group to have dropped an atomic bomb on other non-Christian people, to have colonized and enslaved whole races of other humans, Africans, indeed the bulk of the non-Christian world, and to have committed genocide on an unsurpassed scale, American Indians, Jews, for example. One of their nations, where vast numbers of Christians have settled, called America, cages and imprisons more of its people per capita than any other nation-state. They destroy and fail to replenish enormous expanses of land to secure quantities of paper called money. Their cities have vast numbers of people who live in the streets, whom they call homeless. This alien perspective seems facetious, of course, but it allows us to ask questions that challenge that body of humankind that claims spiritual descent from the Jewish carpenter of Nazareth. Isn't it odd that in this nation, the majority of the population, Christian adherents, claim to pray to and adore a being who was a prisoner of Roman power, an inmate on the empire's death row? That the one they considered the personification of the creator of the universe was tortured, humiliated, beaten, and crucified on a barren scrap of land on the imperial periphery at Golgotha, the place of the skull. That the majority of its inhabitants, called adherents of the crucified God, strenuously support the state's execution of thousands of its imprisoned citizens. That the overwhelming majority of its judges, prosecutors, and lawyers, those who condemn, prosecute, and sell out the condemned, claim to be followers of the fettered, spat-upon, naked God. Who are we speaking of? Baal of Babylon, Jupiter of Rome, or Christ of Christendom? After the passage of 2 millennia, how can one even envision a future where life is safe to live, where the seas, the air, the very sun doesn't threaten extinction? How far the ideal from the real? How many of us, whose God is mammon, have sold out the worth of this wondrous earth for a shiny token? And how many of us can the voice of God be heard amid the tinkle of coins and the rustle of paper? I speak from Pennsylvania's death row, a bright, shining, highly mechanized hell. In this place, a dark temple to fear, an altar of political ambition. Death is a campaign poster, a stepping stone to public office. In this space and time, in this dark hour, how many of us are not on death row? From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.